Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Art Cry Radio. I am your host, John Williams, and each and every week we bring you art and creativity in its purest form. I would be remiss, absolutely remiss, that's a violation, if I did not take a moment to thank Blog Talk Radio for making all of this possible. Find us on the web, www.blogtalkradio.com/Art Cry Radio. We've been at this for years. 6 years to be exact, over 1,000 episodes to date. We are broadcasting over 100 countries. We got people in Japan, the U.S., I got Chile checking in, Australia, not to mention the whole Middle East going crazy, 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 crazy. If you guys want to call in at any point, 347-205-9896, 347-205-9896. Every single week, I try to make sure that I bring you phenomenal guests, and this week's guest is no different. I had the pleasure of finding this young lady. Actually, she found me. She found me. We talk about the young folks in this generation don't have any hunger. They don't care about anything. This 17-year-old tech prodigy, Rowan Oda, has created their own game. They've been at it and creating video game apps and designing video games since they were like 10 years old. Right now, she has this amazing game, Slimy Greeny, that's available in the Apple App Store, also on Google Play for Android. Over the weekend, I took a moment and downloaded. You know, if you like Candy Crush, if you like, you know, all those types of games where, you know, you can pass the time trying to beat challenging levels, this is it. And this young lady's 17. What? This is crazy. So I don't want anybody to do anything at all today except listen to us. We're going to break it down. We're going to bring Juan on in just a moment. But before we do, you know we got to pay some of these bills, man.
At Art Cry Radio, we feature art and creativity in all forms. Everyone is welcome. But it takes money to keep great programming like this on the air. If you're inclined, if you enjoyed any part of what you listened to today, please go to PayPal and make a donation. Whatever you're comfortable with, a penny, a dollar, a thousand, whatever, we appreciate it, and it will certainly help. Make your donation on PayPal to theartcry@gmail.com. Once again, make your donation to theartcry@gmail.com. We'll thank you for it.
Alrighty. Well, you know, we had to make sure we take care of them bills, man. None of this is free. But let's get right to it. So this young lady actually gave me a call and sent me an email saying, yo, I saw the show. I think this is something that I do that everybody's going to like. If you can give me a shot, I promise you, you won't regret it. I was just like, I think I was eating nachos and having a beer or something at the time, and I just couldn't believe. I'm like, man, this person has a lot of guts to be able to reach out to me and say, hey, I need to be on your show. But that's exactly what happened with 17-year-old tech prodigy Rowan. I mean, when I tell you this young lady is on it, she's going to be one of those people like later on in life that y'all going to wish y'all knew. This is really her, one of her first shots at being able to be on the air and talk about what it is that she does. It really brings me honor and great joy to have on the Art Cry Radio show for the first time, Slimy Greeny creator, 17-year-old. I don't know what y'all was doing at 17, but I wasn't making no games and no apps, bruh. Not at all. Welcome to the show. Thank you, Rowan. Are you there? Let me go and give you an applause. Congratulations. How you doing, Rowan?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Never better, never better. This is an interactive show. Even though people are listening to it, maybe from their smartphones or their computer, it's broadcast all over the world. And I want people right away to be able to rock with you. You are on Twitter and you are on fan page, on Facebook fan pages, so we're going to get to it. But, you know, I've done a lot of research on you. I know exactly who you are, but maybe, Ruwan, there's some people that weren't too smart. You know, maybe they had a repeat degree,
yeah,
or they live in a rock or a cave, and they don't know about slimy, greeny and stuff. Tell us, you know, what kind of special form of art do you have? What's your special form of art or creativity?
Yeah, I mean, I design games, you know. Like you said, Slimy Green is my first game. It's available on Android, Apple, and it will available be like it soon on Windows Phone and everywhere. And like I make the characters from like everything. So
that's phenomenal. I mean, I don't understand like how somebody's able to do that. It's just really fascinating to me that you could take a concept that's in your head and then use all that computer mumbo jumbo and coding to make it. You know. How did you get your start in this? Like, how did you, what made you want to do it? Tell us, like, way back when that you started wanting to do this.
Like, when I was 10, you know, I didn't know about that people like me could actually make games. You know, I just started playing video games since I was, like, 10. And then I started, like, you know, simple stuff. I started making websites. I started making gaming websites and stuff like that. And then, like, at 14 or 15, something like that, I wanted to make my own game because I had a lot of ideas. And so I ended up, like, with the main idea, started searching, and I got into contact with a lot of, you know, developers and asked them, you know, how do you do this? And I got a lot of advices, and that's how I made my first one.
That's remarkable. That's remarkable. Real quick, you guys are tuning in to Art Cry Radio. I'm your host, John Williams, and today, we're talking with 17-year-old tech prodigy Ruwan, and she has created a game called Slimy Greeny. I want you guys right now to go and download it. It's in the Apple App Store and also Google Play apps. You can also get it for Windows. Slimy Greeny, S-L-I-M-Y, right? And then
G-R-E-E-N-Y.
Slimy Greeny. And the way you'll know it is because as soon as you see it, it's like this green monster character. You can't miss it. It takes 2 seconds. I want everybody right now that's listening to the sound of my voice, like we used to be in church. If you're listening and you're under the sound of my voice, I need you guys to go download this game, not only to support it, but I promise you, it is really challenging, and you're going to be like, man, I gotta get this next level. 347-205-9896 is the number if you want to call in. 347-205-9896. And I also understand that you got a Facebook fan page for the game, right?
Yeah, it's called Slimy Green as well.
Yeah, if you go, if you listen to the show, there is a link that I put in there. You know, you got to go to like www.facebook.com, all of that, and then pages. But if you search Slimy Greeny, you'll be able to see the fan page for it. And she's also, if you want to follow Ruwan on Twitter, you can do that. It's at AUSEATOR. One more time, at AUSEATOR, right?
A-T-O-R. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I will tell you this, like, this is a global show. People don't know that I rock with people from all over the world, not just in the U.S., not just in Chicago. We hear a little bit of an accent on you, Ruwan. Can you tell us a little bit about where you're from, like where you grew up and where you call home right now?
I'm from Pakistan, but I live in Saudi Arabia. Like, I was born in Saudi Arabia. And I was born and raised here. But I go, you know, summer, I go to Palestine. I'm calling from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, my goodness. You're calling right now from Saudi Arabia. I know that the connection must be kind of weird because we heard a portion of it, but we didn't hear all of it. So you're calling from Saudi Arabia here right now. Where were you raised at?
Saudi Arabia as well. You know, I lived here my entire life.
Oh, awesome. So what is it like there? I've never been to Saudi Arabia. My uncle has a couple times, but I've never really gone outside of Canada, Mexico, you know, North America. What is it like every day living there?
You know, it's great. It's busy, you know. It's cool and everything. But, yeah, it's great. It's a beautiful country.
I'm happy to hear that. And so you were 10 years old, and if I heard you right, you started liking games, and then you got a little bit older, and you were like, hey, I'm going to talk to some developers. Tell us a little bit about, like, that whole process. When you say developers and code and all of that, well, what does it take to actually put together a game? What do you have to do specifically?
You know, at first, you know, you have to develop, you know, like the basics, you know, the main concept, you know, the initial concept of the game so that you can start, you know, building other stuff. And, you know, like the storyboards, and then you start developing the characters, which is not all fun and games, you know. There are a lot of issues that I go through. But, like, it's fun, you know, from creating the storyboards, creating, like, a design document and everything, yeah. But,
so it sounds like you put a lot of thought into it, and then when you get with the developers, are they like mentors for you? What do the developers do?
Yeah, you know, a lot of them were shocked by my age. You know, like they were like, it's not easy, so just be prepared. I was like, yeah, I know, but, and then you know, they helped me every step. Whenever like I had an issue, I would like talk to some of them, and they would help me, you know, fix it or something, because I had a lot of issues with you know, the whole game from the beginning to the end, you know, it would just crash or stuff like that, and so I have to redo it all over again. But yeah,
the developers
were really supportive.
That's awesome. I mean, to be honest with you, I have trouble like when I can't figure out how to like make a phone call on my smartphone, you know, let alone developing a game. So, you know, I don't know if you understand this, but it's something really special that you're able to do this, and then that you already have games. You know, the Android market is pretty open to accepting app suggestions, but I know with Apple, they have a bit of a more rigorous, process, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
what do you have to do to get them on Apple?
You first have to, you know, like, buy the developer program, which is for, like, $99, and then you have to read the guidelines and everything, because they have really strict rules and stuff. And then you submit it to them, and it took me like 9 days. So, you know, it was accepted. I thought it was going to be rejected because I thought I had a lot of errors, but they actually accepted it. And I talked to someone from Apple as well, and, you know, they were really surprised by my age too. They were like, you know, that's really, you know, it's a really good game and everything. So it was good. And then
it was
like a day.
That is remarkable, Ruwan, that they would take less than 2 weeks and then you have it on the Apple. It's people that have been trying for 2 years to get apps on the Apple App Store,
yeah,
and they've been
rejected.
So the fact that you have one, that's pretty remarkable. I'm gonna tell you right now, see, in the U.S., in Chicago, in urban areas, we have this saying, like, we call it, I'm going to put my bid in. So right now, I want to get cool with you, because I think you're going to be a millionaire, and I think that everybody is going to pay you money to develop things. But I want to get to know you right now, so that in case you want to give me a little loan or something, or you want to, you know, give me a free game, that we'll be cool, you know. So that's what I'm trying to do right now, get in good and put my bees in.
Yeah.
All right. Real quick, you guys are tuning in to Art Cry Radio. I'm your host, John Williams, and today we've been speaking with 17-year-old tech prodigy Ruwan, and she has created a video game, an app. It's called Slimy Greenie, and it's a game that you can find in the Apple App Store, Google Play, also for Windows. I bought the game. I've been playing it. I love it. I think it's challenging. It's fun. You know, if you can play things like Candy Crush and Words of Friends and Angry Birds, if you can play those types of things, this is right up your alley. Support this young genius today. You can follow her on Twitter at AUSEATOR. Or you can also go to the Facebook fan page for her game, Slimy Greenie, and you'll be able to kind of follow what she's doing. Real quick, what we're going to do, we're going to take a commercial break and play a little bit of music. Sam I Am, Too Many Rappers, I love that. And when we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more about Ruwan, you know, like, you know, what school she may think about going to, what plans she has, what games she's working on. When we come back with more Art Cry Radio, be right back.
Sam, I am the MC, FAK Crew, EB in the place to be. like dynamite whenever I'm on a mic. Real like that's what you sounding like. Simple Simon type, never have his comment tight. You think his real friends will tell him he ain't rhyming right. Never mind that his pants are tight and bright, and some jean leggings got the nerve to hold a mic. Grown men dancing like kids is foolish. You Dougie, then you'll leave here with a slick Rick. My oil is sore when I spit that slittish. With your weak pitch, I rock out like Cheap Trick. You know what Cheap Trick, she eat like deep dish. In the hood, they call the freaknik. I tell you a secret, you never defeat this. Come see my uniqueness, see your eyes on my thesis. For you being facetious, stop joking with the nonsense. These rappers don't want none like an overcrowded
crowd. Not enough MCs, too many rappers. Not enough MCs, too many rappers.
Your questions, 347-205-9896, 347-205-9896.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to Art Crowd Radio. I am your host, John Williams, and each week we bring you art and creativity in the purest form. Today we've been speaking with 17-year-old tech prodigy Rowan about her game, Slimy Greeny. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So we have a chat room, and I've been looking at some of the questions in the chat room. A lot of people, they are shocked at your age. They can't believe that you're 17 years old. Also, we have a few people asking questions like, you know, what is it like, you know, in your house? You know, are you surrounded by rocket scientists and things like that? So can you tell us, like, and describe a normal day in your life? You know, like, do you go to high school? You know, do you work? Like, describe a normal day, like, from the point you wake up to maybe like the point you go to bed. Like, what stuff do you do in your day?
I go to school, you know. So I wake up, I go to school. So there's not much to do. And then I come back, I sleep, I study for school, like, because I probably have a test or something. Or, like, I'm preparing for my SATs. And, yeah, like, the only time, like, here you can't exactly go out a lot except for, like, weekends because it's really busy, you know. I have school and everything. But, like, in weekends, you know, it's fun.
But I mean, but you're just you're really like a typical teenager,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you listen
yeah,
to music,
exactly.
And you
yeah,
go,
watch movies.
You know? Okay,
yeah.
What kind of music do you listen to? What kind of music and movies do you like?
I listen to a lot of different genres of music, you know, from bands like Sleeping with Sirens to, you know, Justin Bieber. Jason Derulo, okay. You know, a lot of different stuff.
Okay, cool. So yeah, I didn't know you was one of the believers. That's what they call it, a believer. And what about movies?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Do you like any of the summer blockbuster movies that are out right now?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, The Maze Runner. It was out, you know, a few weeks ago. And like, I watch a lot of CSI-related movies.
Cool. Well, I mean, you don't sound any different than any other kid, you know. Now, so what are some of your plans, like, for the future? I know that you're not going to stop with just the slimy greenie. You know, are you developing any new apps? Well, tell us a little bit about that. Like, what do you have coming up?
Yeah, you know, right now I'm working on like 3 or 4 other games, and you know, also like I'm helping my sister. She has, you know, a graduation project about an app which will help autistic kids. You know, I'm helping her with that. Yeah, but like, you know,
if I heard you right, you said you're working with your sister, who has a graduation project where she has to, you're going to design something that's going to help kids with autism.
Yeah, you know, she studies the IT in university, and she's graduating this year. So she had to make a graduation project. And so I told her I'll help her with this, you know, app, which will, you know, hopefully it'll help autistic kids. Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, usually it's the other way around. Usually, your older sister or brother, they help you with your homework, and it looks like you're helping her with hers. That's great. That's great. You know, what are some of the things that you need, you know, to continue to make games? I mean, because you never know. It could be someone listening right now that will say, man, you know, I really like what this young lady's doing. Let's give her, I don't know, a new MacBook Air. Let's give her a processor or, you know, let's give her. What are some of the things that if price was no object, if somebody can give you these things where you can make these better apps and games, what are some of those things?
Just like you said, you know, definitely a new MacBook, you know, which is, you know, something that I want to get soon. But because, you know, I'm working, like, on the MacBook that my parents got me last year. But it's not that bad. You know.
Okay.
It's a new MacBook. But that's all I need. I have everything I need.
Oh, that's awesome. You seem like you're really humble. You know, most people would say, well, you know, I want me a $1,000 gift card so that I can get as much McDonald's and Chipotle burritos as I want. I want a Ferrari. but you said that you have what you need. It's just a matter of...
You know, a lot of people, you know, just make up excuses, you know, if they want to make something. You know, I need a new laptop, to, you know, to make this app. But, you know, I can use the one laptop you have, and you can make a great app. It depends on the idea that you have.
Awesome. Real quick, you guys are tuned in to ArtCrowd Radio. I'm your host, John Williams, and this week we're speaking with 17-year-old tech prodigy Rewan. She has created a game called Slimy Greenie. It is in the Apple App Store, Google Play, and also on Windows. I want you to go there now and look for it. It's called Slimy Greenie, SLIMY, and then greeny, like the color, GREENY. You'll know you found it because it's got this green little monster. It's a really like a strategy game. Everybody has those days where you just want to kill like an hour or 2 hours. This will definitely keep you focused. And this young lady is not even 21 years old, and she's doing these types of things. So I want you to follow her on Twitter. I want you guys to make sure that you do that. It's at @AUSEATOR. And there's also a Facebook fan page for the game. If you look for Slimy Greenie, you'll be able to support this young lady today. 347-205-9896 is the number to call if you have a comment or a question. 347-205-9896 is the number to call. So tell me this, you know, why is this? Because you probably could have done anything. You know, I have a really smart son, and he's almost your age. It seems like the world is his oyster. He can do whatever he wants. Same with you. You can do whatever you want. What is it so special about this, you know, this form of art that makes you want to keep doing it over and over again? Why do you like this particular type of art?
I mean, you know, it's just something that I love to do, you know, since, like, I have an idea, and I never thought I could make it, you know, come to life. But when I find out, you know, how to make games, it's great, you know, to build characters and make, you know, the schemes the game and everything. So it's just, it's great, you know, something I like to do.
It seems like you do. I mean, are there any games, you know, what games do you like? Because obviously there are some games and some apps that you probably are fond of. What do you play? What is the video game and app creator? What do you play?
You know, Candy Crush, definitely. That's, like, my favorite. Candy Crush, Angry Birds, GTA, The Sims.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell me this, because I'm a Candy Crush master. I think I am. In fact, let me get my smartphone. I'm going to see what level I'm on real quick, and we're going to compare levels. I've been playing that for about a year and a half, I think. And I don't know what level you on, but I'm a Candy Crush master, I think. I'm on level, looks like 380. 380.
Wow.
What level are you on?
I'm on like 120 or something. I'm not. But my mom is on level like 400 something, which is.
Oh my God.
You know?
You said your mom's on 400? I think she's cheating. She got a cheat code or something. I think she's cheating. She can't be playing. I demand a recount. I know people that are on level like 450. I'm like, man, how long have you been playing?
I got stuck. Yeah, I mean, I'm stuck at 1 level, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm done. You know, I can't do this. Because it's really hard. It's frustrating, too.
Because it's going to make you bad. You know, you could pay money and break the level and get the – but I refuse to do it. I refuse to pay money. I'm just going to use my brain and try to beat the level. That's what I'm saying. And if your mom's at 407, I think that secretly she has paid money. She has got her credit card out and paid money and has cheated
her
way to
the – we'll have to find out.
Yeah, we sure will. We sure will. So we have this special part of the show that we call Favorite Things. This is where, you know, we discuss what it is that you like and that you do when you're not doing what it is that you like or that you do. You know, nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of people in the chat room that have asked, and they've asked me to ask these things for them. Okay? So let me put on
a
little background music so we can make sure that we know. Okay? So we're playing Favorite Things.
Yeah.
All right. So, Rowan, favorite things. Let's say that you just finished developing your next game, right? And you're starving, you're hungry, you've been up all night. What kind of things are you going to eat, like, for your next meal so that you can, like, finish not being hungry anymore? Like, what would you eat?
Chicken nuggets and mac and cheese, definitely.
Oh, my goodness, I can't believe you just said that. You said chicken nuggets and mac and cheese. I thought you would say, like, something really fancy, you know, like lobsters or something. You said chicken nuggets and mac and cheese.
Yeah, like, you know, sometimes my family, when they go to, like, a fancy restaurant, and I'm just like, you know, just get me McDonald's, and that's it. I'm good.
Okay. Tell me this. If you could go somewhere to learn more about apps and games, where would you like to go to, like, experience, maybe to relax and get your head together? Where would you like to go for vacation?
Washington, D.C. or Los Angeles. Yeah, definitely. I love it.
Yeah, those are some interesting places. I could see L.A. It's very exciting. Why'd you pick D.C.?
Yeah. I don't know. I think because, you know, like, I've never been there, but I've seen, like, a lot of, you know, pictures and videos, and it seems cool.
Yeah, okay. Tell me this. Have you looked at college, or are you thinking that you're just going to, like, start working? Are there any things that you plan, like, for the future in terms of education? I mean, how do you look at that?
Yeah, I definitely want to go to college. You know, a lot of people are like, you know, no, just drop out of school and do what you're doing. They're like, no, you know, I want to go to college and study computer science or something. I still don't know where. Maybe, you know, I still haven't thought about where exactly, but I do definitely want to go to college.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I don't know if you know this, but, you know, I just graduated yesterday and got a degree. It took
really?
Me a long time. Yeah, I sure did. In Dallas, Texas, in the south part of the United States, I went to school, and it took a long time, but I finally graduated with a bachelor's degree for business, and so I'm happy about this.
That's
Let me
great.
Give myself a hand.
That's great.
Yeah, way to go. Way to go. You know, they have a few different places out here that I think you would really like. One of them is good for games. You have a lot of art institutes where you can go and get an art degree. You also have MIT and the Ivy League schools like Yale and Harvard, I think that they would really enjoy having somebody that's already kind of out there. The last question I have is...
That would be great.
Tell us this right here. What I want to know is, what is it like growing up in your house? I mean, do you have brothers? Do you have moms? You like a dad? What do they do? Because it seems like you are really smart, and you would be surrounded by other people that are, you know, like maybe your dad is a rocket scientist like Jimmy Neutron dad or something, or maybe your mom is like a teacher at a university, and do you have brothers? People want to know more about that.
I have three sisters and one brother. And, you know, my dad, he works, like, he's a businessman or something. And my mom,
okay.
No, she doesn't do anything. You know, she used to teach, you know, kids, but, no, just, you know, they've been really supportive. That's all that matters, you know.
Yeah, and it seems like you have a tight family because they would support you to do this. I mean, you're calling to the United States. This is amazing. Wonderful.
Yeah.
That was the favorite thing segment. Awesome. So what we're going to do right now is I'm going to give you a little bit of a breather so that way you can relax and tell everybody that you are on the air on Art Cry Radio. I'm going to pay some more of these bills, put some commercials on, but when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show and just talk more about the game and also
right.
Some of your plans and how people can follow you, okay? We'll be right back.
Yeah, sure.
With more Art Cry Radio.
At Art Cry Radio, we feature art and creativity in all forms. Everyone is welcome. But it takes money to keep great programming like this on the air. If you're inclined, if you enjoyed any part of what you listened to today, please go to PayPal and make a donation, whatever you're comfortable with. A penny, a dollar, a thousand, whatever. We appreciate it, and it will certainly help. Make your donation on PayPal to theartcry@gmail.com. Once again, make your donation to theartcry@gmail.com. We'll thank you for it.
Welcome back. I am your host, John Williams, and we are on Art Cry Radio. Today we've been speaking with 17-year-old tech prodigy Rowan, and she has created not one, but actually three video game apps and have been designing video games since the age of 10, as in like 10. Her apps are available in the Apple App Store for Apple iPhones. They're also available in the Google Play Store for Android and even Windows. Check her game out. It's called Slimy Greenie. And it's like a strategy game. If you love, you know, those awesome time wasters, man, and you like to binge on those types of things, this is right up your alley. Please go and support this young lady. She is definitely going to be one of those special people that later on we're going to read about. And you're going to say, man, I remember she was on John's show like back in like when she was 17. And I don't want you guys to miss out on this opportunity to support a young genius. I believe she's one. She's also on Twitter at AUSEATOR. And then you can find her on Facebook. Under the fan page for the game, Slimy Greenie. It is no charge. I mean, I don't know what else we got to do to get you to get the game. It ain't like I'm asking you to pay $7 or something for it. Go in there. If you can, here's my thing. If you can download Candy Crush and work Angry Birds and Words of Friends, if you can do all that, you can take 2 minutes and go and download Slimy Greenie, not just to support her, but it's really challenging. I promise you, I can't get off level 3. I'm trying to get off level 3 right now. I'm getting frustrated. I'm ready to throw my phone. I'm trying to figure this out. So I need you guys to go and support her right away, right away. Welcome back, Ruwan.
Thank you.
I think what's going to happen is as soon as your friends hear this, because this is a global show, it's broadcast in over 100 countries, you'll be able to send this out to people, send it to colleges to say, hey, look, I was on the radio. They like my game so much that they put me on the radio. This is really going to help you out. Plus, it's cool, you know. Have you ever been, like, interviewed or anything? I mean, is it any articles or anything that you've been in? Wow. This is
my first one. Yeah.
That's good. So don't forget that when you become a million, billion, trillion, billionaire, because, you know, I don't need much, just like you. I just need a little bit. You don't even got to give me no money. All I really want to do is get maybe like a couple of few orders of wings, because we love hot wings over here, and maybe a game system for the kids, because my kids, they like playing all these games. And then I think that might be it. Just some wings. And, again, I don't need any money. I want you to keep your money because you got a very bright future, very, very bright future. So before we end the show, I just wanted to make sure that I had an opportunity to let you know how special what you're doing is. You know, it's probably somebody out there.
Thank you.
That's listening to this that wants to do what you're doing. You know, maybe they're too scared or they feel like they don't have enough of the tools or they don't have enough of the technology. What would you say to somebody that wants to do what you're doing that thinks that they can't do it? What would you tell them?
You know, just like, you know, to never give up. You know, you'll find your way. Just, you know, keep on searching, keep on learning till you find, you know, what's right for you. Because there are a lot of engines for you to do, you know. Maybe like a different programming language is not for you. You could find another one.
Wow, that's awesome that you just don't give up. Just keep trying. And then it sounds like you had some mentors and some people that were in your corner. You know, how important they probably need to make sure they get some developer mentors, right?
Yeah, exactly, because you're going to get stuck along the way. You know, it's not easy, but, you know, you get stuck, you know, so you need someone's help, you know, to help you to fix your issue, or, you know, you'll get frustrated, because that's what happened. You know, I got stuck, you know, at something when I was ending the game, and it took me like weeks that I was able to fix it with help of others, definitely.
That's amazing. I mean, I'm playing the game while we are doing the interview, so if I'm blanking out, it's because I'm frustrated because I can't get past this level. It is really starting to bother me. I'm trying to get past the third level, and I keep rolling off of this little hill. You know what? It's all right. I'm not going to be mad. I'm just about to just keep playing and keep playing and keep playing. But it's okay.
Exactly.
So how many levels are in the game? I mean, because I'm trying to get to the other level. How many are in there?
Yeah. Now there are 30 levels, but, you know, the next update, I'll be adding 10 extra levels. You know, the update is there, but Apple still has to, you know, agree of the thing so that it can be available. So 40 levels, I could say.
Okay, so 30. So I ain't even halfway there. I am so embarrassed. I can't even figure out. It's all right. I'm not going to beat myself up because it seems like you try to do this on purpose. You're trying to make people get frustrated and bite all their nails off. That's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I feel like everyone is stuck at level 3, but it's easy. No, level 3, everyone's stuck at it, but... No, actually,
well,
one of my friends called me. She asked me to help
you
her.
You designed the game. Of course you're going to think. You made the game. Of course it's easy. Anyway, so, okay, I got another here go a question from the chat room. I think this guy's in New York City. He's in New York City. He is in high school. He asked if you have a date to the prom. Oh, my God. Okay, I don't even know if you have a prom at your high school. Or do you know what this is, a prom?
Yeah, I know what that is.
Okay, because, I mean, I've never been. I don't know if you have, like, if the customs are different and the code, you know, there's different norms, but... But he's asking you on a date. He wants you to be his prom date. First off, young man, she is in Saudi Arabia. You are in New York City. Do you know how far that is? I need you to relax yourself. The first thing you can do, if you really like her, the first thing you can do is go download her game and leave her a comment that's positive. Then the second step, Mr. I Don't Have No Game, is you follow her on Twitter. Follow her on Twitter.
Exactly.
Tell your friends about her. Tell your friends about
her.
Show everybody. That's how you show support. That's how you get a chance. You can't just ask her to go on prom.
Someone to prom.
I mean, how do you know she even want to go to prom? I mean, like, I guess, are you going to go on prom, Ron? Are you going to not go on prom? I really don't care. I'm a grown man. I don't care if you go on prom.
You know,
all right, well, look.
I'm still studying for my exams for grade 11, so prom is not on my list right now.
Okay, did you hear that? She said, look, little man. She said, look, I'm already studying for exams. I don't have no time to be talking about no prom. And I suggest you do the same because you do not want to repeat any grades. It's embarrassing. I don't think a girl like Rowan who's making video game apps at this age is going to be interested in somebody who can't pass out of the high school. I mean, would you want to be with a dummy? I'm just asking. Would you want to date a dummy that got high school? Okay. I just wanted to make sure that they knew that. I mean, I can't believe he asked me to ask you to go to prom with him, and he in New York City. Oh, good God. Somebody help this young man. Anyway, I will tell you, it has been so fun having you on the show. I wish you so much success and the very, very best. If you guys missed any part of this show, don't worry. I already took care of it for you. Just like her app is available in the App Store, you can go to the podcast or the iTunes Store, and if you search under Rowan's name or Slimy Greeny, now you'll be able to download this whole episode, go back and listen to it. I want you to send it to your friends. But the most important thing I want you to do is support this young lady. Go to the fan page. Like it. Like the game. Go get the game. It's free. It's not like you even have to pay for it. Relax. I got it for free. And it wasn't even a hookup. I love the game. I'm trying to get past level 3. Follow Rowan on Twitter as well. And then if there's any other way that you can support her, do so. Like, you know, if there's somebody out there that can give her these tools, somebody that works for Apple that's maybe able to give her, like, a new MacBook Air or if they can give her some kind of cool accessories, do that. And I want you to reach out to her and tell us, Rowan, what's the best way that people can connect with you? Would you prefer them to do it through Facebook or what's the best
Twitter,
way people can connect with you?
Twitter. I'm always on my Twitter, so that's, like, the best way. I'll be available the whole time.
All right. So Twitter, I want you guys to find her on Twitter. Let me make sure I got this right. So it's at @AUSEATOR, right?
EATOR. Yes, that's right.
All right. So listen, all these millionaires and people that want to – see, this is the kind of person that you want to get behind and, like, really support right now, because when she become a millionaire, she's not going to need y'all. She's going to be able to do what she wants. So why don't y'all help her right now? Let's get her a MacBook Air. Let's get her the program. Let's make sure she has all the things that she needs to keep making these amazing apps and these great games. We really appreciate you being on the show. I don't know if
you
want to tell your mom and dad thanks, because I know they're dealing with you at the house, but you got a couple of minutes
exactly.
If there's anybody that you want to thank or acknowledge. Go ahead.
You know, I definitely want to thank, you know, my mom and dad, my family and friends and everyone, because they all, like, everyone has been really supportive from the beginning. So, yeah, my parents, definitely number one.
Awesome. See, that's going to help you in case one day they want to ground you. They can go back. You can play this and be like, look, Mom,
I said thank you.
I was on the air. Please don't ground me. Please let me go on prom. And you may want to change up your Facebook fan page. I don't know this guy's name, but he keeps asking, can you go to prom with you? What's the matter with these kids? I don't know. Anyway, we appreciate you choosing Art Crowd Radio. Thank you so much, and best of luck to you, Rowan. I'm going to keep playing this game. Slimy Greeny, everybody. Y'all go ahead and give it up. Go ahead and get the app. I don't got time to play with y'all. Go get the app. Have a great time. See y'all next week on Art Crowd Radio.
Thank you.